There's a reason why over 1 million people tune into Hard Facts every day. We discuss in-depth stories with sources behind the facts.
The Lagos State High Court has
sitting
convicted,
suspended this
Chicago certificate. Stories
on
never
Hard
going away, is it?
The show with stories for the day.
You hear diverse voices and opinions.
I was my commercial magician, and she was meeting her friend with her husband, knowing that.
You should not be happy because there is nothing to happy about.
Yeah, it's quite pathetic the way the country is going.
We distinguish each story accurately with analysis.
It's Hard Facts with Marianne O'Connor on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to Balogun Broad. And today I did promise you that we're going to be talking about federal government saying that they're going to be clamping down on price cartels in the open market. Yes. And this is a statement that they made sometime last week saying that they will clamp down on cartels, traders, and those who are inflating commodity prices. Well, my guest is joining us via telephone, and of course he will be talking to us about how this is going to work, because it's very shocking when the government says they want to touch the people who are increasing the prices. But then we know that it is a whole web of things that boils down to the market prices, and this is affected by so many things. But I'm not the economist. Richard Efinoyo is my guest, and he's joining us via telephone right now. Richard, it's so good to have you join us. Good evening. Hello, Richard.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Good evening. It's so good to have you join us.
Thank you for having me.
Great. It's interesting when the federal government says that they're going to clamp down on cartels and traders, those who are inflating the price of goods and commodities in the open market. When many people would tell you that, like I said in my opener, that it's a whole web of things, you know, from the people, from the transportation to, you know, the people who sell it to the people who buy it and sell in the market. It's a whole, you know, web of things. But you're the economist, and there are people who also argue that the people in the markets are being just a little too greedy, because in Nigeria, we always look for an opportunity to, you know, increase prices of goods and services.
Okay, well, my response to that is, please, pardon my
earpiece. Yeah, we're getting too many distortions and we can barely hear you. Are you using an earpiece? Are you using an earpiece?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, but there's a distortion. I don't know if you're using an earpiece. You need to do away with it because it's not letting us hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, better.
Okay, let me, please, pardon my use of English, okay? If there's any institution to clamp down on as regards the rise in the price of goods and services in this country should be the Nigerian government.
How so?
The Nigerian government is the very government increasing the price of things in this country. What you're seeing from the traders, from the marketers and the producers, basically just a response to what the federal government is doing as regard the rise in price of goods and services. Let me give you three major examples. The since when this regime came into office, the first thing they did was to increase the price of PMX. They used the word subsidy remover just to do what? To increase the price at which you can buy a liter of PMX.
Mm-hmm.
Before now, we used to buy PMX at a rate of about $2.97, if not $1.97. Currently, you can't buy for it for less than 591 naira in anywhere in Nigeria. As I speak to you right now, in most police stations across the country, there's been increase in the price of oil just within the last 3 days.
Yes, I heard.
So the government basically is not going to those police stations to clamp down on them. They're going to ordinary, as in businesses, to clamp down on those businesses. So that goes to show clearly that the government understands what the government is doing. It's just trying to denigrate, dehumanize, and criminalize genuine hardworking businessmen and women in this country, while at the same time the government is facilitating the rise in the price of goods and services. Just like I said, the government has increased the price of the PMX as one. The same government has increased the price of energy tariffs. Access to energy has increased from about 65 naira to over 225 naira per unit. The same government has also increased the cost of borrowing in this country by increasing interest rate to over 24%. The same government has devalued the naira such that you have to now have more naira to buy a few goods. So what you see in the exchange cargo terminal in a lot of the ports in this country is the government fixing the price of the dollar as against the naira. Let me quickly chip in this. As of last year, I was in charge of the research for an organization that needed some credit facility from the World Bank. And in the document the World Bank sent to that institution, the World Bank said they are pegging the naira to 300 naira per dollar. 300 naira per dollar. That was the document received from World Bank then. As it is today, the cost of the naira is over about 1,200 naira per dollar, as it is today in the parallel market. So if you ask me, I'll tell you that the government is just trying to live through the irony or the contradiction of acting as if they care, while in the recent they don't care. They have no right, let me clarify that, going to people's businesses and telling them how much they sell. If the government really wants the price of things to drop, what the government needs to do is to reverse the tariff to what it was in pre-May 29, reverse as in the price of PMX to what it was in pre-May 29, also reverse the interest rate, the borrowing rate, the monetary policy rate, as well as also reverse the devaluation of the naira. If these four things are done, I can guarantee you transportation will drop, cost of production will drop, and naturally the cost of buying goods and services in this country will just go down. All these things we're seeing is just the government not being willing to truly address the price mechanism that is rising every day and that is causing households to spend more on few commodities, at the same time getting them to lose their disposable income just because we elect or a new government came in just to frustrate the kitchen economics in most households.
Richard, let me take you on the fact that you're saying that the federal government has no right. I'll read you a message that's credited to the FCCPC, which is, of course, the Federal Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. This is what their boss said, and I quote, "This situation is unacceptable, and the FCCPC is committed to protecting consumers from exploitation." He also went on to say, "The FCCPC understands the significant financial strain that these rising prices are placing on Nigerian households. As a result, the commission is taking proactive steps to address this." He says this includes monitoring and investigating unusual price hikes, addressing complaints filed by consumers, and taking action against any businesses found to be engaging in anti-competitive prices, such as price fixing, price gouging, and of course, cartel formation. And these are things that the FCCPC says falls under their purview, but you're saying that they have no right. On the one hand, they're saying, well, we think that people are taking advantage of this situation. So, yes, we have a right because it is within the purview of our jurisdiction or our duties as a commission.
They are not speaking for the Nigerian people. Please, let me clarify that. They are trying to destroy the business sector. I've made it clear to you that if truly they want to speak for the Nigerian people, they should go after the energy market operators. They should fall down the price of tariff. They should fall down the price of oil. They're not doing these two things. They've been so silent. In fact, the truth is that you're just going after what I call middle class or Nigerians who are not that powerful, who are just doing their business, trying to survive. We need to ask ourselves, what is the history of this new economy we're seeing? We have to look at it. Why would anybody want to increase their price? If I buy something at a rate of, let's say, 15,000 naira in the past, and today, for me to buy that same thing, I need about 45,000 naira. You don't expect me to sell at the price of 15,000 naira that I used to buy before. Example we can take is the rice. As of 2 years ago, a bag of rice was about 35,000 naira or less. Today, it's going for over 85,000 naira. How do you expect anyone to buy rice at the rate of 85,000 naira? I want to say to you and I, for less than 85,000 naira, that will be business suicide. So the fact still remains that the government is not sincere, and the Consumer Protection Council of this country, from the federal level, is also not sincere. If they are truly sincere as regard protecting the right of consumers, they should ask themselves, how can we be buying PMX in this country at a rate of over 591 naira? In some place that I bought for a while, I was driving out for about 680 naira per litre. I don't think the PMX I bought today is even worth my money, because I shouldn't be paying that high for just foil. So if they are truly sincere and they want to defend the right of the Nigerian people, they have to go to the PHCN across the country, the power holding company in this country, the discos and what have you, and tell them to review their tariff downward. The same way, they also need to do more to ensure that the current price at which Nigerians are buying PMX is totally unacceptable, and they have to send a clear message to the presidency. The immediate past executive director of the FC, of the Communal Protection as council of this country, was sacked. One of the reasons why that guy was sacked was because he even said that the federal government was supposed to pay a particular amount of money, okay, due to the fact that the federal government breached some provisions. And maybe they never really liked it. But when I heard the guy sounding that way on TV, I told someone close to me that sooner or later they will have this man sacked. And today they sacked him. So the truth here is that they're just trying to play to the gallery. You and I know clearly that there's no way on earth I'm going to buy it for at a rate of less than 680 naira per litre, where in the past I used to buy it for 187 naira per litre, and I'll be selling the same product I'm producing in my factory, the same price at which I'm now currently producing. It's not going to work. So let's not tell this government they are getting it right when we know they are not getting it right, because the fundamental of our economics today is in shambles. Don't forget, if you look at the recent report, even though I don't like to quote the likes of International Monetary Fund, they said that countries like China, United States, UK, and other key countries in Europe, they are using subsidy to drive the economy. That simply means they are making access to energy cheaper, access to credit cheaper, and they are doing everything within their power to become competitive.
Okay.
Down here in Nigeria, we're seeing the reverse. The federal government is getting us to pay more for product that we're supposed to pay less for. How do you justify that? And that is the reason why we're seeing massive exits of companies, both local and international, from this country to elsewhere. Why? Because they can't cope with the cost of production. Overhead is rising. Outside the fact that it is today, just recently they've increased tariff for what? For the darkness they sell to Nigerian people. If truly you want this economy to work, if truly you want the reversal of price in this country, what we need to do is to get the president to wake up tomorrow morning and announce that from now on, fry will be sold for 187 naira per litre.
But that's impossible, Richard. That's like wishing upon a dream. It's not going to happen.
My sister, it's possible.
How is it possible?
If it's not possible, I will not be on this program today. It is possible. It is doable. Nigerians must first of all... Okay, let me give you two instances. Since when they increased the price of PMX, what are we seeing? Senators buying SUV? Senators across the country and House of Rep member, they are now driving XU worth over 160 million. And the reason and the excuse they gave was our roads are bad. That's one. Two, we've also seen the same senators themselves taking over a billion naira in the name of the fact that they are senior senators who came back to the House of Assembly. Where in the world would people behave that way? That will show that the excess money that's been generated from forcing Nigerian people to buy fire at a very high rate, that money is being used for extravaganza. And that money is being used just to compensate people that have no business going on with so huge amount of money. So my sister, first, it is possible. The problem facing this country is not lack of money. The problem facing this country is the mismanagement of the credit scores we're having.
Okay.
Until when we start managing rightly the resources we earn from either crude oil or from the as a forex market, money coming in from Nigerians who live abroad, and sending home remittances, or from the money we generate from the custom or from our tax offices, until we start using that money judiciously, I can tell you, regardless of how much amount of money we make in this country, we'll still end up having the government telling us they are subsidizing one thing and the other thing. In fact, look at the joke today. This president came in telling us that subsidy is gone. Today we're hearing other people saying that they are subsidizing the dollar and that they are still paying subsidy for. It's just a funny thing. The word subsidy is now being used by the government to justify punishing Nigerian people whenever they want to increase the price of either PMX or energy tariff or creating new room to torture the Nigerian people. And we're saying that this is not going to help the Nigerian economy, because if we cannot produce the things we consume due to the fact that the cost of production and the cost of transition is high, what that simply means in the recess, we'll keep depending on foreign, as in products, to be able to drive our domestic, residential, industrial and commercial objectives. And that is not good.
Okay.
So we have to all come together and start stating clearly that the government can and the government should reverse the price of PMX to what it was pre-May 29, reverse as in the current, as an hike in tariff to what it was pre-May 29, and also revalue the Naira upward, and then also reduce the interest rate. If these four things are done, I can guarantee you the economy will kick back to the right direction and the price of things will naturally fall down.
Richard,
the only reason why we're seeing the rise in the price of goods today is because the cost of access to energy is high, cost of transportation is high, cost of production is high, even cost of import is now high, because you need more Naira to have access to just few dollars.
Richard, I have so many questions, but we have to go on a quick break. When we come back from that break, there are those who are of the school of thought that in Nigeria, when things, the prices of things go up, they never come down. Does the FCCP actually have a point in that regard? Hold your thought. When we come back, we'll continue talking. Richard Inoyo is with us here on Balogun Broad. Stay with us. All right, we're back. It's still Hard Facts, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We went on that break so that when we come back, we would open up the phone line to take your thoughts and comments. Now, if you sell in the market, you are an importer, or maybe you obviously are a large-scale business person, so you sell to the people in the open markets. This conversation obviously involves each and every one of us. And the FCCPC saying they're going to clamp down on what they call I like it, cartels, price fixing cartels, and they started already in Abuja, but my guest is saying that what they're doing is wrong, is against the law. He's saying that if government wants to ameliorate our sufferings, then they need to bring down the price of PMS. They have to deal with the issues of importation. In fact, Richard, I was going to ask you a question before we went on that break. The fact that when prices of things in the market go up, they never come down. Also, there are people who have said that when they import, maybe when they were importing something, it was about, they were expecting to pay about 10, let's say 10 million at the port. You get to the port and it's double or triple the price. How do you expect them to sell those commodities in the open market at a cheaper rate? Please help us answer that question before I open up the phone lines.
I agree with you. I think your statement is clearly intelligent. What you said is just reality on ground. So if we're talking about clamping down on any institution, the government must first of all clamp down on itself, because it's very important the government recognize the source of this problem. The source of this problem is not the marketers or the producers of these commodities or the sellers of these commodities. The source of this problem is man-made and is done and still being overseen by the federal government. The federal government is responsible for the hike in the price of goods and services across the country. Clearly, the president and his economic advisors and the executive council just do not want the price of things to go down. I've made it clear.
How do you mean, Richard? They have, the president even put together a very high-powered, you know, tripartite team that would help him with the economy. Aside from the normal National Economic Council that's overseen by the vice president, he's put these people together to help him deal with the economy and bring it down to a point where we can all heave a sigh of relief. And you're saying that the government is doing the opposite. I make it make sense.
To you that I made it just like I think it was one of this philosopher that said, I can't really place his name. He said, we should not judge government based on the policy of government, but I should judge government based on the reality on ground. As far as we're concerned, let's just be honest with ourselves. This regime does not want to solve the inflation problem. That's just the clear truth. Look at what happened in UK. When UK was battling with inflation, the government in UK gave subsidy. They went as far as also reducing the interest rate. Okay? So it's clear for more indication that if truly you want to address this issue today, what we just need to do is to get the president to wake up tomorrow morning and say, I'm announcing clearly from now on, all filling stations would have to sell fuel at a rate of 187 naira per litre or 197 naira per litre. And we're going to reduce the tariff from the current 225 naira to something downward. And we're also going to reduce the interest rate to a single as a digit interest rate, not a double digit that we currently have that is extremely high.
Okay.
Then third, the president would just have to do what? Revalue the naira and probably get the naira to move around, let's say, 300 naira per dollar.
Okay.
As long as they refuse to tell the president this simple truth, which I know clearly he knows, because don't forget, way back when Jonathan was trying to increase the price of PMX, the president, alongside the opposition party then, rose up and gave all of this problem that would likely happen if the Jonathan regime goes on with the increase in the price of PMX. In fact, the protests in Lagos forced the then Jonathan regime to reverse the price. That's why I'm telling you that if we can get at least 5 to 10 million Nigerians across the country protesting against this hike in price of PMX, I can guarantee you the president will have no other option but do what? Review the price that we're currently selling both energy and PMX in this country, as well as the value of the naira against the dollar.
All right, Richard, let's take some calls and some messages. I have so many already that are coming in. Someone here says, your guest is not speaking like an economist, he says. He says he does not have details of how economies of countries work. Yes, there is corruption, but subsidizing or selling petrol at 100 or 200 is impossible as long as we import. Yes, countries subsidize various areas of the economy, but not what they import. He's saying that you should be realistic. You're speaking about utopian economy, not reality. And he says there is inflation all over the world. Anywhere you import products from, you are paying high prices. Perhaps you want us to continue to subsidize using World Bank and other multilateral institution loans. Care to respond quickly?
Okay, let me quickly respond. The question here is, why have we not been producing our own PMX? Why do we have to import PMX into this country? The fact that we have over 70 billion barrels of crude oil in this country and we don't have functional refinery run by the government, not necessarily private individuals, run by the government, goes to show that the government itself is not living up to his responsibility. So subsidy is not with the conversation. The conversation is, why are we not fixing our refineries to work? The fact that we want to rely on a private company in refinery to provide us the energy we need to be able to drive our industrial and commercial objectives, I still think is totally responsible. So if the person who wrote that text, if the person is truly honest with his or herself, he would have probably asked, why is it that we have to import our PMX? Why can't we just have refineries like the Port Harcourt refineries, the Warri refineries, as well as the Kaduna refineries? There was only one proposed in Calabar then in 1989. Why are all these refineries not working? So if truly we want to talk about importation or we want to end importation of PMX, we are supposed to be talking about the need for us to fix our refineries. Obviously, this regime has given us several arguments as regards when our refineries work. They've done nothing. So I'm not a politician, so I'm not interested in the politics. But the clear issues here is that if we truly want to drive the economy to a point where we can have excess production, we cannot do that by increasing the cost of energy. No, we cannot do that by increasing the cost or PMX. No,
okay.
We cannot do that by increasing the interest rate, the monetary policy rate, upon which everyone claims. So the truth here is that if that personal role that takes, if the person is truly honest, the person will know that if we continue the way we are right now, and we keep buying PMX at that high rate, and energy costs rising, inflation won't come down.
Okay.
The poor will suffer. In fact, there's an argument that was made some time ago that the subsidy regime didn't profit the poor. That is why the president had to scrap it. The question we need to ask right now, is this current policy of no subsidy, in quote, is it helping the poor? It has made more Nigerians poorer. It has destroyed the economy. It has forced companies to leave this country. And okay, that is the reality.
All right, Richard,
and the way we can reverse all of that is for us to reverse the price of PMX. And I believe it's doable. If anyone asks me if we can reverse the price of PMX, yes, I believe we can. Because
all right,
if we want the refineries to function, they will function.
Let me take one quick call, Richard, because we're out of time. Let me quickly just take one call and then you respond and we'll wrap things up. Hello.
Yeah, John Lady, good evening.
Good evening. You have 60 seconds, quickly.
Yeah, Richard, thank you very much. You've said it all. Refinery, they promised, will start work in March, almost April ending. What stopped them giving the Ndukwa, there's a refinery at Ndukwa, what stopped them from giving a crude? They are waiting for Dangote own. Buhari said he's going to build four refineries, four new ones. 8 years, they didn't do anything. Nigerians keep quiet. We take sides with APC government. That is what we are getting back now. Gary is now 3,000 a pen. You are telling me. I bought fuel yesterday, 605. 605 per liter yesterday. We all are in for it. You are waiting for labor. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Chris, for calling. Someone here says one paint rubber of Gary in my area is now 3,000 naira because the person grinding the cassava for our mothers increased grinding fee. They use fuel to operate their grinding machine. Tell this APC government to return our darling subsidy. This is Nurse from Igbesha. I want to read one more message. Someone says, America is the world's topmost producer of oil in the world. Is there a refinery owned by the government of America? That's a good question for you, Richard, before we wrap things
several
up.
Several refineries in the United States are owned by the United States government. United States government is so smart that it cannot truly leave the refinery of crude oil in the hands of private organizations. So there are several refineries in the United States. There are many that are owned by the government. Our government owns nothing, yet we have over 70 billion barrels of crude oil. That itself is an irony. It's like a man that has so much cassava, yet the man has no way to move his cassava either to ethanol or move the cassava to Gary. It's a joke. So the fact remains that we must force this government, put this government under pressure to do the right thing. As long as we're depending on importation of PMX into this country, our economy will not be competitive. That is the reality. People can choose to take party line and defend the government for whatever reasons they have. But I'm telling you, if we don't reverse the price of things as regards PMX, as regards energy tariff,
okay,
as regards the interest rate, as well as the value of the naira, if we don't do that, I can guarantee you the price of things will keep going up and people will suffer, the poor will suffer, businesses will shut down, and at the end of the day, we all will be in for it. The only beneficiaries of this policy will be the politicians.
I wish I had time because you keep saying that they need to reduce this, but we really can't reduce it. So there has to be another way around it. And you just keep saying reduce. Reducing the price of PMS doesn't solve the problem that we have, which is that we still have to send our crude oil outside for it to be, you know, refined. And then we still buy it back and we're paying foreign currency for it. Also, we've been dancing around the whole, oh, Dangote is here. We're going to have, you know, diesel has reduced in price a little bit. But then that doesn't change the cost of things. I'm hoping that I can have you back here, Richard, to talk more about this. Unfortunately, our time is far spent. Thank you so much for coming. Richard Inoyo is a business analyst and he's been talking to us on Balogun Bro. Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, thank you for having me, my sister.
All right. Well, Lagos, we have to leave it here and go on a quick break. When we come back, we'll be wrapping up and I'll say my goodbyes properly on the show. Stay with us.
Stay one step ahead ahead with the latest news and trending conversations here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Don't tell people, are you added weight? Why are you losing weight?
Yes.
Are you eating? No, it's not your business.
That money, the pass is good. And finally,
you should be patient and pray to God that God is going to answer her prayer.
Please, this is not all about prayer. It's not like it's not prayer. That is Nigerian mentality. It's not about finding happiness in your home. You pray.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Every parent wants to see their child growing up happy and healthy. Introducing Renzo Vitamins for Kids, a secret to your child's daily nutrition and boundless joy. With Renzo Vitamins, your child will have the energy to embrace every moment and unlock their full potential. Give your child a head start in life with Renzo Vitamins for Kids, because a happy child is a healthy child.
Mommy, my teacher said 90% of my brain will develop by the time I am 5.
Really? What else did she say?
She said I need iron in my food for my brain to grow well.
Oh, very true. And that's why I give you Cerelac Junior every day, which provides half of your daily iron needs.
And Cerelac Junior tastes so good.
Cerelac Junior with Iron Plus. It's all good, Mom.
Mr. Teacher, please, what happens when children come to school? How is it that they leave home very neat and return looking so different?
Non-stop action, ma. All the learning and sports burn energy. So those sweat stains, torn uniforms, and dirty shoes, they show that your kid has been very active.
Now, wow.
Your kids need nourishing energy. Give them the new and improved Milo at breakfast. It has nutrients that support energy release to help them get the most out of their day. Milo, energy to go further.
Milo. Then say health na wealth, but when person they arranging health, can't lose one hand, one leg.
Yeah,
I be now when you dey hospital, they can tell you say you must drop heavy money first before they even think of to begin any treatment.
Yeah,
but when even HMO and Dagidi bar with you, you no go dey shout yeah, cause last now all of us need people. Visit AvonHealthcare.com now to take get Avon health plan for you and your people.
Avon HMO, empowering you to live a healthier, fuller life.
It's like every other year, my wife has to paint, and our own kind of budget just makes me want to faint. 50 buckets of paint? Make it make sense. I'm only dropping cheddar if it's using Santex.
Santex?
Yes, Santex. The amazing durability is more than mere text. Rich quality paint within your budget. So make the smart choice. Paint with Santex.
You can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong.
With a smart choice.
Smart choice.
Santex paint.
Santex paint.